Ever notice that everything you ever thought would make you happy ever after didn't? Ooh, me too. It turns out Sean Cassidy was not my soulmate. Orgasms only last a few seconds and money does not buy happiness. Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Fraser and welcome to Sex, Love, and Elephants, the weekly podcast where we explore relationships, mind, and the meaning of life. A place where you are normal if you feel like something's missing, even though you have it all. Because guess what? Happiness is an inside job. How do I know? Well, if a Buddhist nun and a sex expert had a baby, I'm it. I'm a psychologist, sex therapist, and author. I've meditated for 12 hours a day for months at a time. I've studied Tantra in Tibet, and I've taught for people like Tony Robbins and Jack Canfield, and helped thousands of couples reignite passion. My mission with a loving heart is to kick your ass off the couch and into awakening. And here's the secret. If you want to cultivate wild love that lasts, compassion and curiosity, and the superpower of being happy for no reason, first, you've got to meet your elephant. So let's go. Well, hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Fraser, and welcome to the first ever, never to be seen again, first episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants in 2022. What a delightful 8 or so months it's been since I premiered this podcast in May 2021. That's a long and winding road, but suffice to say that, gosh, 20 odd years ago, I was a talk radio show host in Vancouver, Canada. I had a talk radio show, the Dr. Cheryl Fraser Talk Show, on a talk radio for women station. I had a really interesting time slot. Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., 6 to 9 p.m., 3 hours a night, 15 hours a week. Thing is, my target audience were supposed to be women between the ages of 25 and 60. Well, they're pretty busy between 6 and 9 a.m., so it was pretty funny to have a call-in talk show where sometimes there was nobody to call in, and I just had to talk and create and serve. The idea of the show was to answer questions on love and sex, relationship, life challenges, etc. It was delightful. I loved it. Fast forward 20 years, I've been meaning to start a podcast for quite a while because I love to reach people in mediums that can be easily accessible and also be accessed for free. So what a delight that a friend of mine who teaches a podcast course was debuting her course in May or offering it for the second time. And I heard about it in a circuitous way through the grapevine. I jumped in. 8 weeks later, the first episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants dropped, and I've kept my promise to myself. My promise to myself was to do a weekly episode for 1 year, 52 episodes today. I think we're on episode 33. I believe it's episode 33 today, January 3rd, 2022, coming to you. Woo, gotta love that. And I will keep my promise, 52 episodes in a row, because when I make a commitment, I do my damnedest to keep it. And I hope to be bringing you Sex, Love, and Elephants for many, many years to come. So today, bit of a simple episode. Thought I'd set us all up for what we might expect from this show and me and you in the months and this year ahead. So when I began the show last May, my intention was to have some guests on, and then life gets busy and I'm pretty good at talking to you all by myself. And so I did solo shows only for the last 8 months, as you know. It's me, about 30, 35 minutes a week, taking a topic, sometimes sexuality, sometimes romantic relationships, sometimes what to do if we're breaking up. But also, the show is called Sex, Love, and Elephants, and that's not a gimmick. The elephant part is the other half of my persona, the yin to my yang, the yang to my yin, etc., the chocolate to my peanut butter, which is I am a Buddhist teacher, all seriousness. I don't mean to sound at all irreverent about that. It's a profound, deep, beautiful study of how the mind and how the heart and how our human experience teach us pathways to be happier, calmer, and more content. If you missed the last episode, I recorded a quick episode that came out a couple days after Christmas, which was about this topic of how can we be happy for no reason? That seems like a funny thing to say, maybe like an odd thing to say, maybe too good to be true. But when you train your mind and your heart, when you work with your mind through meditation, maybe through your faith-based practice, through psychology, through contemplation, through philosophy, through being out in nature and really seeing the vastness of experience and how small our own unique Cheryl or Bob or Juan's experience is, it can give us a vaster perspective. We can actually learn to be happy for no reason. That means you can be happy, content, filled with compassion, loving kindness, and grace, even when things are incredibly difficult in your circumstances, financially, emotionally, family-wise. These are deep teachings. We're not taught this in this way very often in the West. And part of what this show is dedicated to doing is inviting each of us to realize that when we chase after shiny objects, a love affair, a great job, a new puppy, a beautiful piece of jewelry, to write a book that is successful, there's nothing wrong with all those things. They're beautiful journeys to partake in. But where we get confused is we think that thing's going to keep us happily ever after. How's that working out for you? Think of something and someone that you really desired, and then you achieved it. Something might be your job, your college degree, finding a house you really like and buying it and moving into it. It might be something small, like you wanted to find a really beautiful outfit for a special occasion, and you went shopping and you found something you really, really liked and you were really pleased with. Maybe you bought a new bike for mountain biking. Maybe you bought a new pair of shoes. Maybe you got yourself a gorgeous candy cane hot chocolate at a coffee place over the holidays. There's nothing wrong with seeking things that bring us pleasure, particularly if they bring us happiness and wisdom and support us on our journey through life, like a good, solid, wonderful relationship with a loving human being, family, friends, etc. The problem is not in the thing. It's not in the shiny object. The shiny object might be wholesome and positive and a beautiful thing to welcome into your life. The problem is we expect the object to keep us happily ever after. We expect us to keep us going. As I said, how's that working out for you? Think of something you enjoyed or sought and then got. Something as simple as a candy cane hot chocolate. Think of someone you wanted, sought, and got. Your romantic partner or a previous romantic partner. Did it keep you happily ever after? I can take a dramatic pause, but I don't need to because we all know that it didn't. There's happiness and joy in our relationship. There's also huge struggles and difficulties and pain in our relationship. You are normal if the job, the house, the kitten, the latte, the hot chocolate, or the person did not deliver lifelong freedom from suffering, did not deliver lifelong happiness. Sex, Love, and Elephants is to talk about relationship, love, sexuality, how we can do better, but also with an elephant undertone, which is a reminder, sometimes really subtle, sometimes implied, sometimes the episodes are specifically about this part, that ultimately it's up to us and our human mind to determine whether we're happy or not. The object can't fix us. The object, the bad object, your house burns down, there's something terrible none of us ever want to happen. That happened to me and my best friend. We were caught in the Santa Rosa fires in, I think that was 2017, 2018. We had to run for our life. Her entire subdivision burnt to ash. And I am not exaggerating when I say we had to run for our life. This is the story. I was asleep. Her daughter, who was about 12 at the time, came in and woke me up. I was in her room, in the daughter's room. She slept on the couch when I visited, which was a special treat for her. She liked it. Don't worry. She wasn't being booted. And I was in her really uncomfortable futon in her room. She came in. She woke me up. Auntie Cheryl, the power's off and the sky is glowing. I'm like, okay, honey, what? Figuring she'd had a nightmare or something. I got up and sure enough, the house was pitch dark. The whole subdivision was dark and they lived on a hill in a subdivision and I could look down the hill and I saw the sky glowing. Now, I didn't realize the danger we were in. I didn't really know anything about Northern California wildfires and how fast they can move. But I said, I think we better wake your mom and dad up. I did not know that that fire was outracing human beings, engulfing them in flames, and they were burning to death. 65 or more people lost their life that night. We looked outside. They grabbed their passports. I didn't even take my suitcase with me because I thought we'd be coming back in the morning. We got in the van and we went to try to meet the mother-in-law who lived nearby and had phoned in great distress saying the police had knocked on her door and said, don't change, don't grab anything, get in your car and get out of here. We're driving down the freeway and the freeway is on fire. There are buildings on fire. The road is blocked. We had to turn around, find side roads. This was a pretty unpleasant night. Blessings that no loss of human or animal life happened to my friend, her husband, I. and the two kids, the five of us humans and the dog, all got away safely. Their house was burned to ash. We saw it the next morning. We eventually found refuge in the brother-in-law's house in a safe part of about an hour away. On the news, we saw a helicopter view of the hill they lived on, and their house and every house around it was nothing but ash, smoking ash. Why do I bring that up? That's a pretty bad object. That's a pretty bad event. That's a pretty awful event that happens to you. Everything gone overnight. Thankfully, not the important things, the humans and the dog. Thankfully, not the things that matter most. Thankfully, not your health, but your house and everything in it is gone forever. How are you after that? How do you react when the things you count on, the things you enjoy, the things that are important to you, the things that help serve you, the things that help your life be rich and wonderful, I hope, are gone? Sudden death of someone we love. Just keeping it really real. When we chase after shiny objects and expect and hope them to make us happy, we're in trouble. We need to learn to be happy from the inside out. We need to, as I talked about in the last episode 7 days ago, we need to learn and cultivate the ability to be happy for no reason, to have a strong, flexible mind, a strong, flexible heart, and a strong, flexible human spirit. So in 2022, we're going to continue in a similar vein to what we did on this podcast in 2021. There's going to be a lot of emphasis on your romantic and sexual relationship at times. Once or twice a year, I even invite you to some live classes with me online. And a few of you even then choose to join my programs where I work with couples for 10 weeks. And we go really deep in renovating your relationship. There's going to be periods of time in 2022, where we'll do a chunk of episodes, 2, 3, 4 episodes in a row, focusing on love and sexuality. You can send me your questions, by the way, Cheryl@drcherylfraser.com. We'll link that below in the episode notes. Send me your questions or topics you'd like me to address in an upcoming episode. That's part of what we'll be doing in 2022 on sex, love, and elephants. But I'm also going to bring in some guests. I'm anticipating probably once a month, I'm going to interview some really interesting people, some people in the field of sexuality, some people in the field of marriage and coupledom, some people in the field of meditation and Buddhism, and some regular people, well, those people are all regular too, but you know what I mean, who are just fascinating people who in their own ways are navigating this incredible elephant challenge of how to be happy for no reason, how to find the richness and the beauty in life despite your house burning down. My friend who lost her house is one of the most resilient, positive, joyful, playful, and extraordinary human beings I've ever met. And the way she and her family navigated those incredibly tough years, it took them 2, 2.5 years to finally get into a house again. They, for the most part, of course, there were tough times. They navigated it with grace and humor and compassion. They pulled together as a family. They helped their community. They celebrated what they had instead of what they'd lost and more. That's what all of us can train ourselves to do more reliably and more thoroughly, which is no matter what life dishes out for us in 2022. If we could fast forward 365 days right now and look back on 2022, I'm not cursing any of us, but some of us are going to have some really challenging, if not tragic, events and losses this year. Who can we be through that? And if you're in a couple, as so many of my listeners are, it's one of the reasons you seek out these particular episodes and this particular podcast is you're interested in love and sexuality and being an incredible couple together. How do you navigate it as a couple? How do you navigate it as a team? How do you pull together through the darkness? Talked about that 2 episodes ago, and move into the light together. So this year, I'm really excited to explore some new ways of bringing you some great teachings, some love bites, and some action steps you can take, both with me solo on some of these episodes, bringing on some guests, and a few other ideas I have up my sleeves. I'm also going to focus on action steps, giving you a small action step, sometimes a bigger one, almost every episode, something you can do because it's wonderful to learn, it's wonderful to receive, it's wonderful to listen, but change only happens when you schedule it and make it real. Things only turn from an idea into an actual action that can impact your life when you plan it, schedule it, make it real, and then do it. So for those of you in a relationship and for those of you not, one little challenge I have for you today, if you haven't already taken it, I want you to invite you to, we'll link it to this podcast below, but to take what I call the passion quiz, the passion quiz. This takes you about under 10 minutes. This is a free online quiz you can take where you rate your relationship on the three keys to passion. How is your emotional, psychological intimacy and friendship? Are you great at conflict resolution, at talking, at connecting? Do you feel like your partner's your best friend, that they know and understand you? That's the first key to passion. I call that intimacy. You also will rate yourself on the second key to passion, what I call thrill. That's the excitement, the spark, the romance. You still feel attracted to your sweetheart. You still do interesting, fun things together. You feel romanced and cherished by them, and you like to romance and cherish them. That's the second key to a rich, rewarding relationship. And the third key I call sensuality. And that's things that culminate in the naked stuff. That's everything from holding hands, cuddling, kissing, the special secret sauce that makes us a couple. And of course, to our entire erotic life, our sexual life, exploring tantric sexuality, and more. How do we take care of our sexuality as we age, as we go through having our first child, as we recover from an affair, if that's one of the things that visits us in our life, and so on. So I encourage you as an action step today, ask your sweetie to do it as well. You do it separately. You can compare your scores, but you'll get a score on where you're strong and weak on those three keys to passion. So there's a simple action step. I want you to do that now for a particular reason. Here we are, January 3rd, 2022, beginning of a year. You're kind of through all the holidays and back to work, back to a routine. Routine is the death of romance. Routine is the death of happiness for a lot of us. Routines are good, but what so often happens is we fall into complacency, we have our habits, we lose touch with each other, we don't do fun things together. We basically we get really lazy, even though we're incredibly busy and overscheduled, and we don't make our relationship a priority. We don't make working with our mind and our hearts on our own or together a priority. So by simply taking a 10-minute quiz, it can be a conversation starter. It can be a way to set an intention for 2022. I want us to be even happier, because hopefully some of you are doing great in your relationship. Some of you are doing fine. Some of you are, we're all right, but not so great. Some of you are struggling, and some of you are in dire straits. Wherever you are, that's where you need to begin. And so your action step for today is take the quiz if you like, and then you can share your stories with each other, your answers with each other, what you learned from the video that you see at the end that I have on there. Why is that important? Because if we don't measure it, it's hard to change it. If we don't start where we are, it's hard to move towards where we'd like to be. And no, I'm not going to ask you to make a bunch of New Year's resolutions today. I'm not going to ask you to overcommit to things you'd like to do, and then real life will knock you on your butt, get in the way, tire you out, and make you feel like a failure. I'm just going to say there's one small action step. If you like, go take the passion quiz. The link is below, or you can just find it on my website, drsherylfraser.com/quiz. All right. So here's what you can expect from me moving forward. More solo episodes, some guest expert episodes, action steps like the one I've just given you, your weekly love bite. And overall, what is the goal? The goal is to ride on the elephant's back. Go back and listen to episode 1, if you like, from May. The goal is to ride on the elephant's back. The elephant is our inner knowing, our inner brilliance, our awakened self, where we are happy for no reason, where we can deal with our house burning down, where we can celebrate falling in love, where we can enjoy the perfect chocolate, and we can grieve the bird that we find dead on the ground. But we can have equanimity and grace in our mind and our heart. Essentially, if I can be very blunt right now, and I'm going to drop a four-letter word, when life kicks the shit out of us, we're still okay. Like my friends when they lost their house and everything in it. Who are we when the shit hits the fan? Who can we be in our relationship when we struggle? How can we thrive, not just survive, in 2022 to be happier, more kind, more compassionate, spicier, sexier, to have more delight, and to be able to navigate the inevitable downfalls, the inevitable toughness, the inevitable poop that it's going to hit the fan, with more grace, more love, and more humor? That's some of what we'll be doing together on this podcast. Send me your topic ideas if you like. Send me your questions if you like. I can't wait to get to know you more deeply through many, many months and even years to come. Which brings us to this episode's Love Bite. You ready? It's never too late to begin again. One breath, one moment at a time. we can choose the elephant. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned. In January, I'm going to bring you some practical tips to help connect with your partner one small action step at a time. I'll be with you next week. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants. But most of all, thank you for being part of this herd. If you enjoyed listening, please share this with a friend. And if you haven't already, I would love, love, love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review the show on your podcast player, because it really helps all the other elephants find us. If you have any questions or comments or maybe an idea for the show or you'd like to be a guest, reach out to me directly at drcherylfraser.com, where you can also sign up for weekly Love Bites, science-based tips for creating love and passion that last a lifetime.